AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, after earlier opening a joint global entrepreneurial summit and placing a wreath at the site of the 1998 embassy bombing in Nairobi, is taking part in a joint news conference with Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta. Obama notes that the African nation is making strides.
I want to salute the Kenyan people for their hard-won progress in strengthening their democracy. Millions voted for the new constitution, one of the most progressive in Africa, with its strong protections for freedom of expression, assembly, and the press.
Obama also had dinner last night with some three dozen relatives in his father's homeland. The president, after his visit to Kenya, will travel to Ethiopia. Tunisia's parliament has passed a new anti-terror law despite fears by rights groups that it could be abused and threaten the fledgling democracy there. The overwhelming vote is an indication of what's seen as urgency for that law after recent deadly attacks on tourists. Two women are dead, nine other people wounded, after a man opened fire inside a Lafayette, Louisiana movie theater Thursday night. Governor Bobby Jindal.
I'm alternating between deep, deep grief and sorrow over the loss of innocent human life, as well as intense anger. Anger at this senseless, evil, and random violence in our corner of the world, right here in Louisiana.
Police say the gunman, John Russell Hauser, left the theater as officers arrived in an apparent attempt to get to his car. He then went back inside and fired more shots before he killed himself. Two animal rights activists have been arrested by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, charged with terrorizing people who work for the fur industry across the country. Investigators say that over the summer and fall of 2013, the Oakland, California couple caused hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage. This is AP Radio News. Turkey, after giving the U.S. permission to use its airbase to launch airstrikes against the Islamic State group inside Syria, has carried out its own air attacks on both the Islamic militants in Syria and a Kurdish separatist group, the PKK, in Iraq. AP Suzanne Fraser has more from Ankara.
The PKK spokesman in Iraq said that the strikes were likely to mean the end of the peace process with the Kurds. He said that the PKK was still assessing the damage caused by the strikes. He said there didn't appear to be any casualties.
The attacks by Turkey further complicates the U.S.-led war against the Islamic extremists, which has relied on Kurdish ground forces to make gains in Iraq and Syria. A federal judge in California rules that the U.S. Department of Justice's current system of detaining children with their mothers after they've crossed the U.S.-Mexico border is a violation of a court settlement from 18 years ago. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save.